Episode 1787, Are You Wasting Your Time?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Welcome to December. Can you believe it? Thanksgiving has come and gone, and now we are in the official holiday swing. Oh, yes, Christmas is around the corner, and guess what? So is Mindset Monday. Are you wasting your time? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I hope you had a glorious Thanksgiving break with your family, enjoying just time and fellowship and even food. And when I mention time, it's really important that we talk about time because balancing life with time is a juggling act. Life happens when you're busy making other plans. So are you spending your time wisely or are you wasting your time? Only if scheduling was that easy. Only if planning out your life was as easy as following a recipe. Each ingredient would represent the time needed to accomplish the goal at hand. But as you know, change is constant. And when life happens, so does the plans. Everything needs adjustments. And with any adjustments comes the problem of time. Oh, do I have enough time? There's never enough time. That's why I put my dreams on the back burner. We had kids. We couldn't do things. They cost us more money. So we put our house renovations on the back burner. You get it, right? We live in this circular sort of, if I'm not getting what I want when I want it, there's never enough time. And it just seems like we never get enough time. It always keeps going out, but never coming back in. Trying to juggle life puts an enormous amount of stress on the mind. And when the mind is stressed, the body soon follows. You can't have life happen without being stressed. Yet you still have goals to accomplish. You have dreams to live. Did you know that every day there are 86,400 seconds to live your best selfie? That's each day. You have 86,400 seconds, which is 1,440 minutes. Now, I actually did the calculation before making this recording because I do not do math like that in my head. I'm just saying. But the question still is, are you wasting your time? With the holidays here, seasons come and go, change is always happening. We need to look at how we are spending our time. And so it's important that we answer that question. And in order to answer that simple question, you have to know a few things about time. You got to make time count. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make time count. How much of your life is spent intentionally chunking your time? Saying that I want to do this amount of work during this period of time during the day, period, end of story. You know it. You have it scheduled like that on your day planner or in and on your phone, whatever you use to keep track of it. Maybe you're crazy like me and you keep it all in the head. I'm telling you, the older I get, the less I can keep it in my head. I used to be able to do that all the time. But now I have it, but I still prefer writing things down. So how do you make time count? Well, number one, first ask yourself this question. How are you spending your time? How am I spending my time? Where are you using all of those minutes? Okay, so let me give you an example because when I started breaking this down, it kind of freaked me out a little bit because remember, we only have 1,440 minutes in one day. Okay, we're dealing with a day. We're not talking about an entire year, an entire month, or an entire week. I want you to look at each and every day, day to day, right? To be present where you are, you've got to know your day. So let's say for 4 hours of your day, which is 240 minutes, you're going to deal with food and family during those 240 minutes worth of time. So maybe that's preparation for food, eating with the family. Maybe it's having breakfast together, whatever it is, going out to eat, whatever involves food and family. You have 240 minutes a day. I know that seems like a lot, but if you have little kids, I mean, I know by the time I'm done cleaning the kitchen and after cooking, I can be in the kitchen for over an hour by the time I start and by the time I end. Now, some people would say, well, Christiane, I'm doing other things too. I'm multitasking. Yes, but you can only multitask so much. I am the queen of multitasking, and I do a lot of things while I'm doing other things. But if I'm working on a class, I can only listen so much and take so many notes if I am stirring the gravy and preparing the turkey, right? It just doesn't work to where I can do everything exactly right. There's going to be some give and take. So let's just say, for a matter of time, 240 minutes is food and family. Now we need to sleep too. Sleep's kind of important. So we're just going to do an average sleep of 480 minutes. That's 8 hours of sleep, okay? Then, whether you work or not, driving, commuting, maybe you're taking the kids where they need to go, places, etc., you've got 120 minutes worth of that a day. So already you're up to 14 hours of your 24-hour day. So you can do that simple math, right? You have 600 minutes left, or 10 hours left for you to do what you desire or you need. That's it, 10 hours. So if you are responsible for a career and you have to work and you have a 9-to-5 job or whatever it is, then those hours are going to come out of that 600 minutes. If you are a stay-at-home mom and you have little ones, you're playing with them, you're walking outside and all of that, it's all going to come out of that 600 minutes. That's a lot of time, but yet it's not. 10 hours left in your day to do what you need to do and what you desire to do, that's not a whole lot. So you really have to begin to see, how are you spending your time? I began to freak out, honestly. I looked at that going, okay, I'm blessed. I live pretty close to the school and I work from home. So my driving and commuting is not a lot. So I get a few extra minutes there than most people do. But everything else, oh yeah, it's pretty messed up. And I'm like, no wonder I don't feel like I ever have enough time, because when you begin to break it down, you really don't. And so after you know how you're spending your time, then you can go to number two and ask yourself, what are my responsibilities and my non-negotiables? Meaning, what areas are you committed to regardless of what happens? So for example, if you have to work outside the home, if you have to work inside the home, if you're a stay-at-home mom, that's considered work. So this is any time that requires you to do something out of your desire or need. That is a responsibility. It's a non-negotiable. You have to fulfill that. That's a job. So you have to mark that down. You can't change that. You can't sit there and say, well, today, I just don't feel like going into work, so I'm going to add 8 hours to my day. That would be nice if you had that flexibility. But even a stay-at-home mom doesn't have that flexibility, and neither does one who works in the home. There's still requirements left within your responsibilities. So what are they? What are those non-negotiables? What are those responsibilities that you must do? There's not a question mark. They have to get done. Maybe it's family time. If you have little ones, you can't just sit there on the couch when you come home from work and go fix yourself dinner. A 2-year-old is not going to be able to go in and fix themselves dinner. Now, that would be pretty awesome if it would happen, but it doesn't happen. And we're not the Jetsons. We don't have our little sweet robot to come in and make our food. And we can't just program and talk to the whatever simulator to create what we want. No, we actually have to physically get up and do it. So that might be family time, family food time, whatever it is. It's kind of something you have to do. And I know we can have our cheat nights, meaning that you can go out and grab pizza or go through the drive-thru, but honestly, that can't happen every single day. Our budgets just don't allow it. So be really aware of where your time is in regards to your responsibilities and your non-negotiables, and be specific about them. So don't sit there and go, oh, well, I kind of do this. No, if it takes you 2 hours, then write down it takes you 2 hours to do this. It's okay. There's no right or wrong here, but you need to know. Maybe for you, it's date night. It's a non-negotiable. You're like, okay, every week we have date night. And so I need to make sure that that stays in there. Well, that's important. Maybe you need to mark off 4 to 6 hours for date night. Well, that's important. Why? Well, because you're going to have to get someone to come in during that time if your kids aren't old enough to stay by themselves, and you'll have to pay them. And that means that time that's happening is going to have to come from somewhere else. So do you see how you're trying to create what? A balance. And it's hard to do. We all have those 86,400 seconds to live our best selfie. We get to choose how we want to use it, but we have to be intentional about how we're using it and know where that time is going and what our responsibilities are with the time that is given to us. And finally, number three, make time for what matters. Open your schedule to do what counts. Be present in what you're doing, right? You have to be intentional. When you go through this exercise, and yes, it's very basic, but it's also very powerful. You begin to look at things going, wow, I didn't really think I spent that much time in the kitchen. Or, oh my goodness, I did not know I spent that much time cleaning the house or doing laundry or whatever it is. And if you need to, break it down. If you literally do 5 loads of laundry in a week and you basically average a load a day and your goal is to wash it, dry it, and put it away, you need to calculate it from the very beginning of washing that load to drying it, to folding it, to putting it away. Now, yes, you can do something between the times when it's washing and drying, but you're still going to have what? About a 10-minute gap or so when you're changing the laundry out, when you're going from one activity to the next. You can't just walk in there and poof, the laundry jumps from the washer to the dryer and it jumps into your basket and then all of a sudden it jumps into your drawers and on your hangers. It would so be nice if we could do that, but we're not Mary Poppins. We can't just make our house magical. In our mind it is, but not in real life. So make time for what matters. And understand this, you're not restricted to only what you see every day. You can do anything you want. You have those 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes every single day to dream your dreams, to reach for the impossible. Be intentional about your time. Make time count. You want time to work for you. You don't want to work for time. But a lot of us are doing that, aren't we? We're working for time. And we wonder when we lay our head on the pillow at night, we're going, oh my gosh, did I even accomplish what I needed to do? I was having a conversation with our youngest son. They're going back to school today. And they're like, oh my gosh. And already he's stressing out. I love him to death, but he drives me crazy. He stresses me out because he's stressed out. And I understand where his stress is coming from. He wants to do well, and he also has to work hard at it. He sets his expectations high for himself. We do, but he also puts an extra layer of that on himself. So with all that being said, he's like, Mom, you have no idea all the projects going on. And he began to list them out. And I said, whoa, take a breather here. Let's figure out what you can do to handle this. I said, you understand that in 3 weeks, 14 and a half days of school days is all you have left till you get Christmas vacation. He's like, really? I said, yeah, I looked it up. He's like, that's awesome. And then he goes, but when do I go back? That was his concern. When do I go back? Like, when do I start worrying again? We cannot live our lives full of stress and worry. That's not a balanced life. We're going to have stress. We're going to have change. That is a constant. But what isn't a constant is how we handle it and how we make use of our time. We have those 86,400 seconds. That's 1,440 minutes in a day. You have control of those minutes. How are you spending it? Balance isn't always about getting everything done. Balance is prioritizing what is most important at the time. So this season, this December, I want you to look at it and really figure out, what do you need out of this season? What do you need to accomplish? What is your ultimate goal? Where do you want to be? Maybe you're looking at putting your house on the market in the spring. Well, if you're looking at putting your house on the market in the spring, then guess what? You might as well go ahead and begin some preparation. So look long term. What needs to be done with your house? Is there a budget that you need to make sure you meet? Are you having to put away money? Do you need to make time for repairs? Meaning, do you need to paint? Well, if you're painting part of your house, then guess what? That's going to require time. And so you need to begin to think about that now. And if you can look at it long term from this point of view for this particular month only, then guess what? 2 to 3 months down the road, you're going to be like, oh, I already did these three things. That's awesome. I only have one more thing done. And if I get that done, I can do this too. Bonus, we will be ready to put the house on the market by the time April comes around. You'll be ready for the market. You have to figure out the priority. What's the most important right now? It's all about time management. So the question is, how are you spending your 86,400 seconds? Are you spending them wisely, or are you wasting your time? That wasting the time, you already know all those answers. Getting on social media. Oh, I'm just going to see what's happening 2 hours later. Really? Oh, I'm going to make a call to my girlfriend 4.5 hours later. Oh, well, where's my time gone? I guess it's time to go pick up the kids at school. We know how it all goes down. It's okay to talk to your girlfriend, but just understand that you're not going to be able to solve the world's problems in one conversation. So set a timer. Do something that fits into the schedule that you have allotted for the time that you need during that day, for that week, in that month, for that season. It sounds easy, doesn't it? No, it's really not. It's very simple, but it's not easy. If you want some help clearing the clutter on your schedule and bringing and giving yourself a gift of time this season, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's break down your schedule. Let's see where there's holes. Let's fill in the gaps where needed. Let's take out some things that really, honestly, maybe really don't matter right now in your life, and that you can gain some time instead of losing more. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I can't wait to hear from you. Balancing your life doesn't come easy. It comes with a cost, and that cost is time. We all have the same amount of time. It's just a matter of how are we spending it. Are we watching too much Netflix, binging on our favorite TV shows, Hallmark Channel, movies? What is it for you? Social media? Maybe it's YouTube. I can't believe it. I actually heard a statistic that there are 500 hours of video uploaded every minute on YouTube. I thought, oh my goodness, that's a lot of videos. And then I thought, and most of those videos are not life-changing. Are you wasting your time? What are you doing with your time? Because when you think about it, time is truly a gift. Don't waste your time this season. Go out, make time count. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.